This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
Good morning. It is 8:06, 6 minutes after 8 o'clock at WCHL. 75 degrees, muggy in Chapel Hill. Mostly cloudy, 50-50 chance of rain all day, probably in the form of scattered showers and maybe a thunderstorm or two, mainly in the afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, still 50% chance of rain. Maybe isolated showers after midnight, overnight low 72. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms with a high in the middle 80s. Once again, 80% chance of rain tomorrow and tomorrow night, and a pretty heavy chance of rain all weekend long. The Department of Health and Human Services advised state lawmakers on Tuesday to clarify some of the provisions proposed in House Bill 695 to restrict abortion access in North Carolina. The bill moved through the Senate in less than 24 hours last week and only needed a concurrence vote by the full House to pass. After backlash from abortion rights activists, the House and Human Services Committee held a public hearing to discuss the bill further yesterday. WCHL's Rachel Nash has been covering Moral Mondays, and she was there for this, too, yesterday in Raleigh to hear both sides of the issue.
There was a clear division in the room where the hearing was held. Pro-choice supporters wore pink, and anti-abortion advocates wore blue. Outside of the state legislative building, protesters, including Carol Brook of Carborough, gathered for a rally led by Planned Parenthood against abortion restrictions.
Well, I would hope that Governor McCrory will remember how many women in this state helped to elect him and how many women he's representing, and that he'll do the right thing and veto this bill.
House Bill 695 would require abortion providers to meet the same standards as ambulatory surgery centers, a move abortion rights advocates say is designed to shut down providers. Only one clinic in the entire state currently meets those standards. Governor Pat McCrory, who said last fall that he would not support further abortion restrictions, criticized the way in which House Bill 695 moved rapidly through the Senate with little public notice and buried in legislation concerning Sharia law. Even if McCrory follows through on his pledge, Republicans have a veto-proof majority in both houses, making the bill almost certain to pass. The Department of Health and Human Services said that regulations and inspection procedures for abortion clinics need to be updated, saying that they haven't been reviewed since 1995. Micah Allen, who works in Chapel Hill, sat in the public hearing and said he is pro-life under all circumstances.
In terms of just consistency across the board with dangerous medical procedures, this has to happen. It's inconsistent to argue against it and yet say other procedures of a similar nature have to have a sterile environment, a surgeon present. It really makes no sense. Logically, this bill makes a lot of sense.
Allen agreed with the points that the Department of Health and Human Services made, saying that certain provisions of the bill needed to be clarified to ensure the safety standards. Two abortion clinics were shut down this year in Durham and Charlotte for unsafe practices.
I think a couple of the speakers in favor of the bill sort of touched on the issue. It's tended to be an emotional thing. Abortion's been put on a pedestal, and currently the laws have put it in a different category as surgical centers, and that's really unfortunate because it is more unsafe than what people have presented it as.
Gabrielle Johnson, a UNC law student, attended Tuesday's rally and is pro-choice. Johnson also attended last week's impromptu demonstration of more than 600, organized in response to both the bill itself and the way it was passed in the Senate.
Even if it does pass, I hope that these same women who are getting rallied up at this moment for this, you know, anti-women's rights bill will remember this during election time and will get equally excited and equally energized to remind them that, you know, if you go against us once, then you're going to pay for it with your election and with your seat.
Representative Verla Insko of Orange County was outspoken during the hearing, arguing that abortion clinics protected women's health by providing safe and regulated ways to have the procedure done. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Here in North Carolina, same-sex marriage faces a number of obstacles, from Amendment 1 to a previous ban on same-sex marriages. But yesterday, the American Civil Liberties Union of North Carolina announced that it will be challenging both Amendment 1 and the state's statutory ban on same-sex marriage. Chris Brook, legal director of ACLU NC, says that the Supreme Court's recent decisions on the Defense of Marriage Act show that they understand the harm such bans can have.
One of the things that Justice Kennedy wrote about in great detail was that refusing to recognize same-sex marriages humiliates tens of thousands of children now being raised by same-sex couples.
ACLU-NC has already challenged North Carolina's ban on same-sex couples adopting. Brooks says that seeing both the decision on the Defense of Marriage Act and the couples represented in previous cases drove the organization to take this legal action.
They speak to the real day-to-day challenges that come along with the government not recognizing their unions.
In the lawsuit, ACLU-NC is suing some Superior Court clerks and the director of the North Carolina Administrative Office of the Courts.
They are the individuals, we allege, that are responsible for granting adoption petitions.
The ACLU-NC is arguing that there's a constitutional right to same-sex marriage and second-parent adoption under the 14th Amendment and the Due Process Clause of the Constitution.
The argument basically boils down to the fact that the government does not have a legitimate basis to deny equal treatment under the law based solely on the fact that someone is gay or lesbian.
A public policy polling survey of North Carolina residents found that 54% believe gay marriage should not be legal. In other legislative news this morning, motorists in North Carolina convicted of passing a stopped school bus, picking up or dropping off students, would face a $500 minimum fine in addition to other punishments in legislation going to the governor's desk. The House agreed Tuesday to Senate changes to the bill named for an 11-year-old boy killed last December when police say a car struck him at a Forsyth County bus stop. In the Hassani N. Wesley Students School Bus Safety Act, a driver who hits a child and faces a felony would receive a minimum $1,250 fine. A conviction resulting in death would mean at least $2,500. The measure requires drivers convicted of repeat violations to have their licenses revoked for at least 1 year, and possibly permanently. The motorists could get limited driving privileges. And a way to restore more Medicaid-funded assistance to people in North Carolina with dementia or Alzheimer's disease has received final legislative approval. Governor Pat McCrory next receives the legislation that got the General Assembly's last formal okay yesterday. The legislation creates a way people with these conditions, either living at home or in special care units, to receive up to 130 hours a month in personal care services, such as getting dressed, bathed, and fed. The state reduced care for these people to 80 hours per month this year to comply with federal requirements that services be comparable at home and in corporate settings. Special care unit operators were concerned about the fewer hours. The bill says personal care reimbursement rates will be reduced to pay for broader coverage. North Carolina companies that manufacture, advertise, or distribute food can soon have additional legal protections from lawsuits by people claiming their products led to their obesity. The House voted 99-16 on Tuesday in favor of minor Senate changes to legislation barring civil actions on claims that long-term consumption of food or drinks led to excessive weight gain and health problems. Governor Pat McCrory next gets the legislation for his signature. The Common Sense Consumption Act makes clear local governments cannot pass ordinances like the one passed in New York City prohibiting the sale of large soft drinks. North Carolina is one of a handful of states that follows the tort of contributory negligence, in which a plaintiff recovers nothing, even if only slightly to blame, for what happened. P.J. Hairston apparently is not the only local high school or high-profile athlete who associated with the Durham man linked to multiple rental cars driven by P.J. Hairston himself. According to WREL sports fan Hayden Fats Thomas, 39 years old, deleted his Twitter account on the 1st of July, but the Twitter trails left behind were ripe with arrests, drugs, and relationships with big-time athletes. These connections with athletes from UNC, Duke, and other schools have opened the door for the NCAA to potentially investigate whether this man provided impermissible benefits. An NCAA statement released on Monday stated that it can't comment on potential investigations. On July 26th of last year, a Twitter handle at Fats315 posted a photo of former Carolina basketball player John Henson sitting on a couch at a club. Henson was picked up by the Milwaukee Bucks just 28 days before that in the NBA draft. Other tweets from the same user, often including photos, appear to show evidence of relationships with UNC basketball players. Some of the athletes linked to Thomas via social media include UNC's John Henson, Leslie McDonald, Dexter Strickland, and P.J. Hairston, Duke's Desmond Scott, and Ohio State's Terrell Pryor. To see the full array of tweets and social media posts linking high-profile athletes with Thomas, check out the full story on our website at chapelboro.com. And Chapel Hill police responded to a 911 call early Tuesday morning of a man who was reportedly stabbed by his brother. Officers responded just before 5 o'clock in the morning yesterday to the Bolingwood Apartments on Umstead Drive. The victim was reportedly outside with his wife. Police checked the inside of an apartment unit and captured the suspect. According to Sergeant Josh Misamore of the Chapel Hill Police, the victim had a laceration across his arm and was advised to get stitches, but his injuries weren't serious enough to be transported to UNC hospitals.
EMS just bandaged his arm. It didn't require transport to the ER. So it's not clear whether he was stabbed in the arm or just cut across the arm.
Sergeant Misamore confirms that 30-year-old William Andre Jones has been arrested as a suspect in the assault with a deadly weapon charge. Jones is now in New Orange County Jail being held on a $1,500 secure bond. Town council filings heating up. We'll tell you about the local elections coming up in just a moment. WCHL News Time, 8:16, 16 minutes after 8 o'clock. Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. This traffic report is brought to you by Dickie's Barbecue Pit. Call ahead and bring home a Dickie's Family Pack. You can select from 8 juicy smoked meats and fresh sides as well. All delicious. Dickie's Barbecue Pit in Durham off Mount Moriah Road. Now with your morning traffic on WCHL, here is the inimitable Rand Northam.
Inimitable.
Yes.
Thank you.
Haven't had
that in a while.
Often imitated, but never duplicated.
That always makes me think of Aladdin. Roadway is moving smoothly right now. I-40, 15501, NC-54, and the Durham Freeway not reporting any accidents or delays at this time. If you see anything as you travel, be sure to give us a call. You can be a WCHL Road Warrior, 919-967-8363. You can also tweet us with that information, at WCHL. As always, we ask that you use any method of communication very safely.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather, presented by Southern Rail, serving lunch and dinner daily and brunch on the weekends with free parking on either side of the railroad tracks. Southern Rail in the heart of downtown Carborough. It is 75 degrees in Chapel Hill, 74 in Carborough, also 75 this morning in Hillsborough. Mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly in the afternoon, sort of like usual this time of the year. High today in the upper 80s, chance of rain is 50%. It's going to probably get really cloudy like it did late in the day yesterday, and we'll be all worried about it, and it'll turn out not to be a big deal. But who knows, with the heavy rains we've had in the last few weeks, never know what's going to happen. Low tonight, about 72, still a 50% chance of rain. Tomorrow, we're looking at showers and thunderstorms, high in the middle 80s, chance of rain 80%. 80% chance of rain tomorrow night with a low around 70, and then on Friday, 70% chance of rain with a high in the low 80s, so a little bit cooler. Friday night, 50-50 chance of rain, lows in the upper 60s. Saturday and Sunday, mostly cloudy both days, chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs in the low 80s, lows at night in the upper 60s, so pretty rainy weather on the way.
This is Larry Fedora, and you're listening to the WCHL Morning News on 97.9 FM, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel Station. Now, here's Ron Stutz.
Thank you, Coach. 8:19, 19 minutes past 8 o'clock at WCHL. With election season for local government underway, residents are starting to apply for the four available seats on the Chapel Hill Town Council. Two residents filed on Monday, Paul Neeby, a real estate broker and university instructor, and three-time incumbent Ed Harrison, who is the mayor pro tem of Chapel Hill. Neeby says his private sector experience gives him skills that will help run the town's affairs effectively.
As a real estate broker, it's basic business as far as budgeting and looking at market and how things are.
Harrison says he created a good name for himself through his communication with town residents during his past terms in office.
There are a lot of folks who say I'm the only person who answered their email, I'm the only person who called them. That's sort of the way I was brought up.
Neeby is also a member of the town's Bicycle Pedestrian Advisory Board, which he feels gives him insight into working on the council.
Boards work more or less in the same way, so I think it helps to be a part of a board and see how quickly things can happen, how slowly things can happen, and ways to make things happen.
Neeby says his time at the advisory board let him see one of the ways he'd like to change the town council.
One thing I've been disappointed with is the communication between the different boards and the town council. That would be one platform I think I would really push for, is better communication.
Beyond the relationship between the town council and other sectors of Chapel Hill's government, Neeby aims to tackle an issue that affects a larger swath of local residents.
The tax burden is getting close to unbearable, I think, unless you're super wealthy, even for the middle class. So that's something I'd like to see, is a more efficient government, more commercial tax base to lighten the tax burden for regular property owners in Chapel Hill.
Harrison says he's worked on many large projects to improve Chapel Hill's accessibility to walkers and bikers, both in Chapel Hill and through the Triangle Transit Authority, where he is the vice chair.
That's slow going and it's expensive. And I'm one of the people who tries to make the public understand how the processes work and how expensive that can be.
For Harrison, one of the challenges that Chapel Hill is facing in the future is the cost to provide services to its residents.
When we buy products and services, we're in the same market as everybody else, as the private sector. We have some significant budget challenges.
Three other candidates apply for the four town council seats, Gary Kahn, Maria Palmer, and incumbent council member Sally Green. Elsewhere, Carborough Alderman Sammy Slade filed for re-election on Tuesday. Slade will be trying for his second term of the board. The election filing period goes through July 19th, and during all that time, WCHL will, of course, be telling you about them, and we will have profiles of all the candidates throughout that period of time. 8:22, 22 minutes after 8 o'clock. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you by UNC Family Medicine. Good morning. I'm Ron Stutz. A couple more Tar Heel football players were named to 2013 preseason award watch list on Tuesday. UNC tight end Eric Ebron and center Russell Bodine now joined Tar Heels' Bryn Renner and Kareem Martin as top candidates for national recognition in their respective positions. Thus far, UNC is a perfect 4-for-4 on having someone named to 2013 award watch lists. Junior Eric Ebron is in the running for the John Mackey Award. Last year, Ebron tallied 40 catches for 625 yards and scored 4 touchdowns. The John Mackey Award, established in 2000, is awarded each year to the top tight end in all of college football. In addition to demonstrating top-notch athletic prowess on the field as a tight end, the award seeks to stand for good sportsmanship, academics, and leadership. Junior Russell Bodine, the center for Carolina, is a candidate for the Remington Trophy. Bodine is an essential factor to the success of the Tar Heel offense, since he touches the football every time before it goes to the quarterback. The Dave Remington Trophy, awarded for the first time since in 2000, goes to the player considered to be the best center in all of college football. A member of the National College Football Awards Association, the Remington Trophy serves as a fundraiser for the Boomer Esiason Foundation's fight against cystic fibrosis. Next up will be the Lou Groza and Ray Guy Awards. The Groza Award for the best place kicker in the country, and Ray Guy Award for punters. These watch lists will be released sometime today. If you'd like more information, check out the full story on chapelboro.com. For the third successive year, WCHL will be partnering with UNC Athletics to bring live broadcast of Carolina women's and men's soccer to Tar Heel fans. WCHL plans to air 8 regular season women's games and 2 men's games this fall. Games will be available on WCHL 97.9 FM and 1360 AM in the Triangle and stream live online on chapelboro.com. Paul Connell will serve as play-by-play announcer for the broadcast for the second consecutive year. He'll be joined by analysts John Stanley and Jerry O'Donnell. Former Tar Heel All-America Wendy Gebauer-Palladino will also be making appearances as a guest analyst throughout the season. And other Tar Heel alumni will be guest commentators during broadcast. Altogether, 8 regular season women's games, 2 regular season men's games, and possibilities, of course, for postseason broadcasts as well. I would call that a probability. And Anson Dorrance expressed a lot of pleasure in this happening for the third straight year here on WCHL. To see the whole broadcast calendar, you can view the story on WCHL's website at chapelboro.com. That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports. Good morning, I'm Ron Stutz.
Our Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
It's always a matter of inches that separates a king from a dunce. This is Art Chansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. I'm a little amused by the amount of hoo-ha still surrounding LeBron James in his second straight NBA championship with the Miami Heat. We see it all the time in sports where inches make the difference between wearing a crown and crying in your beer. How many golf tournaments have been lost by a putt that rimmed out, or big baseball games that turned on a bang-bang call, or football games lost by a drop pass? James was just as close to being the GOAT as he was to reaffirming his title as the king of basketball. If you recall a 6th game against San Antonio at Miami, it was clearly more than what the Spurs didn't do with a 5-point lead and barely a minute to play that what Miami did do to tie the score and eventually win in overtime. James, in fact, missed the 3-point attempt that looked like it sealed the game and would have made for a miserable offseason for everyone in the Heat camp. San Antonio coach Greg Popovich had Tim Duncan on the bench for some reason, as weak rebounding big man Chris Bosh got the offensive board and found the smart and savvy Ray Allen retreating to the right corner. Sure, Allen still had to make the shot to send the game into OT, but any Spur grabbing Bosh when he came down with the ball, or even Allen as he was running out to the three-point line, and very likely the Spurs win their fifth title instead of suffering off-season heartbreak. Carolina's Danny Green probably wins the NBA Finals MVP after hitting the most threes in the championship series. Green still has the record, but he will be just as remembered for shooting poorly in the last two games and committing costly turnovers when he was double-teamed and tried to dribble a pass out of it. The confidence Green would have carried into next season will now become doubts in the public eye over whether he can hang with the Spurs in the long run. That's so narrow the margin between victory and defeat in sports. Carolina can't seem to win the College World Series despite six visits in 8 years. Yet the very first time the Tar Heels were there, they had a 5-0 lead midway through the closeout game and committed some errors that probably haunt Mike Fox to this day. Yes, LeBron remains king, but in my book, he was mighty lucky to be kissing that trophy again. This is our chance, Steve. See ya.
Orthopedic injuries can make even the smallest movements difficult. That's why UNC Orthopedics has made it even easier to get the care you need. Many of our services are located in a convenient facility on Highway 54 in Chapel Hill. The same exceptional care is available in sports medicine, total joints, bone health, orthopedic prompt care, and our fragility fracture program. For information, visit uncortho.org.
The Orange County 4-H Cooperative Extension is accepting registration for its annual Summer Sizzle Camp. Activities are Monday through Friday from 7:45 a.m. to 5:45 p.m. from June 17th to July 19th. Parents can register for camp on a weekly basis. The program offers action-packed activities for rising 6th, 7th, and 8th graders. Each week includes outdoor activities and field trips. For more information, call 919-245-2056. That's 919-245-2056.
Weather is fine. The garden and patio at Glass Half Full Restaurant, Wine Bar, and Wine Shop in downtown Carrboro is the place to be. Meet your friends for a delicious lunch amid fragrant spring flowers, or enjoy dinner and a bottle of wine or the perfect cocktail on a warm, moonlit Carolina night. Find contemporary American cooking, intriguing wines from around the world, both on the Glass Half Full patio, the place to be in Carrboro any time of day. Glass Half Full, the optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop.
This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know to review your auto policy well in advance of your teenager getting a driver's license? Adding a teenager to an automobile policy can triple your premiums. And if you don't have a stable relationship with your insurance company or agent, you may have a hard time securing the most preferred pricing. If you want to discuss strategies for keeping your costs low and providing the most protection for your family, call Hein Rubish at 913-1144 to schedule a complete review of your auto policy. This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know?
This is Ron Bogle with a message about underage drinking. It's a crime to provide alcohol to anyone under the age of 21. This includes parents and other adults. To do so could result in a record of conviction, court-imposed sentence, and mandatory driver's license revocation. And add in the threat of potential civil liability. It's not worth the risk. Be responsible. Don't provide alcohol to teens. Thank you, WCHL, for your concerns about healthy young people in our community. This is Ron Bogle.
Today is your last chance at a great offer at OurLocalDeal.com from Top of the Hill Distillery. It's half off. $20 for a distillery tour, tasting, and souvenir glass. Available until midnight for $10. Get a close-up look at Topo's world-class distilling equipment and learn how they craft their local and organic spirits. You'll tour the three-story distillery in downtown Chapel Hill, enjoy a tasting, and get a special glass to take home. It's half off from Top of the Hill Distillery. It's available until midnight, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Hi, this is Freddie Egger, and you're listening to WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz, North Carolina Association of Broadcasters, Personality of the Year.
All right, Freddie, thank you so much. It's bottom of the hour at WCHL 830. Time to take a look at your Chapel Hill Carrboro weather, brought to you by Southern Season. Visit Southern Season today and experience all things delicious in one amazing destination. Shop their world-class wine selection, expansive assortment of artisan candies, exquisite housewares, and famous gift baskets for every occasion imaginable at University Mall in Chapel Hill or online at southernseason.com. 75 degrees in Chapel Hill, mostly cloudy. cloudy. Scattered showers and thunderstorms in our forecast, probably in the afternoon. High today about 88 degrees, 50-50 chance of rain. That will go through tonight. Low tonight, 72. And tomorrow, an 80% chance of showers and or thunderstorms.
Local news all day. Breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel Station.
Dave Barrett, moments before that Asiana 777 jet crash-landed at San Francisco International Airport last weekend. Passenger Elliot Stone remembered.
Last couple seconds before it happened, the engines really revved into high gear, just what? And then boom.
A landing abort attempt failed. The jet hit the seawall, then the runway. As for the investigation.
One of the key questions now emerging is during the final few minutes of the flight, were the pilots actually monitoring the speed of the plane? Were they checking to make sure the speed was proper, or did they simply assume everything was okay?
Correspondent Steve Futterman, pilot error may also be a factor in this crash landing.
The pilots' union is not happy with the way information has been released by the NTSB. The union says in some cases, the safety board has released information too quickly, and in other cases, has not provided the proper context. The NTSB says it is releasing information the same way it always does.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech, offering affordable and accessible quality education throughout Orange and Durham counties. Visit durhamtech.edu and click on Continuing Education.
You're listening to 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, back to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 8:32, 28 minutes away from 9 o'clock at WCHL, up to 76 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Look for a high temperature today of about 88 with a 50-50 chance of rain. The top story today, as usual, what's happening in Raleigh, the General Assembly Building. The Department of Health and Human Services has advised state lawmakers to clarify some of the provisions proposed in House Bill 695 to restrict abortion access. That bill moved through the Senate in less than 24 hours last week and only needed a concurrence vote by the full House to pass. After backlash from abortion rights activists, the House and Human Services Committee held a public hearing yesterday to further talk about the bill. WCHL's Rachel Nash was there in Raleigh to cover the story, and she has both sides of the issue.
There was a clear division in the room where the hearing was held. Pro-choice supporters wore pink and anti-abortion advocates wore blue. Outside of the state legislative building, protesters, including Carol Brook of Carborough, gathered for a rally led by Planned Parenthood against abortion restrictions.
Well, I would hope that Governor McCrory will remember how many women in this state helped to elect him and how many women he's representing, and that he'll do the right thing and veto this bill.
House Bill 695 would require abortion providers to meet the same standards as ambulatory surgery centers, a move abortion rights advocates say is designed to shut down providers. Only one clinic in the entire state currently meets those standards. Governor Pat McCrory, who said last fall that he would not support further abortion restrictions, criticized the way in which House Bill 695 moved rapidly through the Senate with little public notice and buried in legislation concerning Sharia law. Even if McCrory follows through on his pledge, Republicans have a veto-proof majority in both houses, making the bill almost certain to pass. The Department of Health and Human Services said that regulations and inspection procedures for abortion clinics need to be updated, saying that they haven't been reviewed since 1995. Micah Allen, who works in Chapel Hill, sat in the public hearing and said he is pro-life under all circumstances.
In terms of just consistency across the board with dangerous medical procedures, this has to happen. It's inconsistent to argue against it and yet say other procedures of a similar nature have to have a sterile environment, a surgeon present. It really makes no sense. Logically, this bill makes a lot of sense.
Allen agreed with the points that the Department of Health and Human Services made, saying that certain provisions of the bill needed to be clarified to ensure the safety standards. Two abortion clinics were shut down this year in Durham and Charlotte for unsafe practices.
I think a couple of the speakers in favor of the bill sort of touched on the issue. It's tended to be an emotional thing. Abortion's been put on a pedestal, and currently the laws have put it in a different category as surgical centers, and that's really unfortunate because it is more unsafe than what people have presented it as.
Gabrielle Johnson, a UNC law student, attended Tuesday's rally and is pro-choice. Johnson also attended last week's impromptu demonstration of more than 600, organized in response to both the bill itself and the way it was passed in the Senate.
Even if it does pass, I hope that these same women who are getting rallied up at this moment for this, you know, anti-women's rights bill will remember this during election time and will get equally excited and equally energized to remind them that, you know, if you go against us once, then you're going to pay for it with your election and with your seat.
Representative Verla Insko of Orange County was outspoken during the hearing, arguing that abortion clinics protected women's health by providing safe and regulated ways to have the procedure done. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
We have a variety of stories and interviews on our website in relation to what's going on at the North Carolina General Assembly, talking about Moral Mondays and all the other events over there. You can go to our website if you like and catch up on everything. That is at chapelboro.com. WCHL News Time, 8:37, 23 minutes until 9 o'clock. Good morning, I'm Ron Stutz.
Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
Since Tom Tillis, a Speaker of the North Carolina House of Representatives, is also a candidate for the U.S. Senate in 2014, he might be looking for examples of other Republicans who moved directly from the state legislature to win major statewide election, such as in an office for governor or U.S. senator. You will find only one example, Jim Holzhauser, the beloved former governor who died last month. While serving in the North Carolina House, he won the 1972 governor's election, and no other modern-day Republican legislator has won a major statewide race. Of the other Republican winners of Senate or gubernatorial elections are Governors Jim Martin and Pat McCrory, and Senators Jesse Helms, John East, Locke Faircloth, Elizabeth Dole, and Richard Burr. None of them came out of state legislative service. But it's not for lack of trying. In recent years, respected Republican legislators like Robin Hayes, Leo Daltrey, Chuck Neely, Patrick Ballantyne, and Fred Smith were unsuccessful candidates for governor. Democratic legislators have had a similar lack of success in winning election as governor or U.S. senator. Current U.S. Senator Kate Hagan was the first Democratic legislator to find success in a major statewide race in modern times. So how can this lack of success by legislators be explained? Well, one possibility is that the work experience of a successful legislator does not necessarily coincide with the attributes of a successful statewide campaigner. For instance, in a high-ranking legislator's office, people flood in trying to persuade him or her to help by getting tax breaks or roads or funds for local projects. With so many people courting and charming him or her, the legislator can develop an attitude of entitlement. But on the campaign trail, the role is reversed. It is the candidate who has to do the charming. Also, the successful legislator has to be an accomplished practitioner of backroom dealing and compromise. But on the campaign trail, reports of such dealings can be used to attack the legislator's character. And voters look for clearly stated and firmly held positions on important issues, not the kind of pragmatic wheeling and dealing that make for a successful legislator. Finally, while legislators are usually popular in their home districts, the legislature itself is an institution that is often very unpopular. People tend to blame every bad thing about state government on the group that makes the laws. And voters can hold a legislator who runs for statewide office responsible for everything the legislature has done. If the election becomes a referendum on the work of the legislature, the legislator probably loses. All this is bad news for Speaker Tillis. This year's legislature has made a host of people angry. And it's not just the moral majority folks or Democrats. So if he loses the vote of every voter who has a grudge against the legislature, he starts his campaign with a lot of ground to make up. But he can always remember that Jim Holzhauser had a lot of ground to make up, too.
This is D.G. Martin.
Thank you, D.G. A lot of people angry right now about a lot of things, that's for sure. 8:40, 20 minutes until 9 o'clock, WCHL. This is Ron Stutz. Coming up next, today's commentary in the way from Carla Schubert, who is, I would say, emotional about today's commentary. That's on the way. That'll be followed by What You're Saying on the Street on WCHL.
And now it's time for the professionals. Local service, daily insights.
I'm Asa Goldenberg. I'm the business administrator for Dr. Jeff Kennedy, Richard Wagner, and Leland Webb at the Kennedy Dental Group. I've been there now for going on 12 years. I've never worked anywhere and been happier. They're very good at what they do. I tell people all the time that if I didn't work there, I'd still be a patient. I personally am terrified of the dentist, but I have never had anything but good experiences with any of the dentists. They are always good at putting patients at ease, and I'm definitely one of those patients that needs that. We enjoy doing what we're doing. We like being with patients. We like talking to patients and getting to know them, not just a number and a chart, but actually knowing them and their families and their children and even their grandchildren. I think patients really appreciate knowing that when they come in, they're going to see their same hygienist. They're going to see their same dental assistant. They're going to see, you know, the same doctors each and every time. They know they're going to see Debbie's smiling face at the front desk every time they walk in the door and know that we know their names. But you're always going to get the same quality of care. It doesn't matter which doctor you're going to see. We anticipate our move will be in the fall, and we're really excited about it. We're moving to the old WCHL building, which is kind of across from Eastgate there where the radio towers are. It's been a long time coming. We're excited.
This has been the professionals on WCHL, local service, daily insights.
Betty Davis famously said, getting old is not for sissies. What she didn't say is that dealing with aging loved ones is no easy task either. HomeWatch Caregivers gives you the support you need for your loved ones. From simple companionship to comprehensive personal care, its trained staff gives you peace of mind. You can relax knowing your family member is well taken care of. HomeWatchCaregivers.com or call 919-960 6038. HomeWatch Caregivers. Let our family care for yours.
It's coming. The most incredible ring sale ever at Diamonds Direct Crabtree. 3 days only. Next weekend, July 19th through 21st. Every ring on sale. Thousands. All wedding bands on sale. All engagement ring mountings on sale. All anniversary bands. Three stone rings. Stackable rings. Colored gemstone rings. All on sale. It's Diamonds Direct's ultimate ring event. Also showcasing the hottest, newest designer rings. Many never before seen in the triangle. With extra savings. 3 days only. Friday through Sunday, July 19th through 21st at Diamonds Direct Crabtree on Glenwood.
This is Roy Williams, and thanks, Ron Stutz. You've done a great job of waking everybody up in Chapel Hill and Carrboro for 35 years. After you wake them up, you've probably put them to sleep again, but congratulations.
Thank you, Roy. 8:43, 17 minutes away from 9 o'clock, WCHL. And good morning to you.
And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Carla Schuford. This commentary is in response to an article published in the Chapel Hill News on Sunday, June 30th, and entitled, Police Investigating Service Dog's Death. I'm a friend of Charlene Hayes, the foster parent who raised Worthy, the golden retriever who was being trained as a service dog by Eyes, Ears, Nose, and Paws in Carrboro. He died a tragic and untimely death on June 10th as a result of becoming overheated when he was left in a car for 2 hours by Deb Cunningham, program director. Had he survived, he would have possibly been placed with his owner at a graduation ceremony on June 29th. I have known Charlene for many years and have always admired her ability to turn lemons into lemonade. In characteristic style, she is transforming her grief at the loss of Worthy into a cause to prevent such losses in the future. Apparently, each year, dozens of children and pets left in parked vehicles die from hypothermia. Charlene has set up a Facebook page entitled The Worthy Project to raise awareness about the danger of pets confined in cars. The North Carolina House recently introduced legislation that would strengthen animal abuse laws by, one, specifically criminalizing confinement of animals in vehicles, and, two, authorizing certain people to rescue these animals. While this bill, as written, is a good start, it is the hope that it will be strengthened and animal abuse laws broadened in this and every every state. Please write to your state representatives to express support for this bill and strengthen it with greater penalties. Sadly, Worthy's premature death prevented his ever having the opportunity to be a service dog for which he had been trained. However, we can all honor his legacy by being proactive in spreading the word and changing the laws so that fewer such tragedies continue to occur. In this way, Worthy's death would become truly worthwhile. This is Carla Shuford.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL. What You're Saying on the Street, presented by ISIS IT. What You're Saying on the Street.
I'm Brian Aloisi. Orange County has officially implemented a smoking ban from all public spaces. We hit the streets to find out. What do you think about the smoking ban?
My name's Catherine. I live in Durham. Since I'm a smoker, I don't think it should be banned.
My name is Nikki, and I live in Chapel Hill. I'm all in favor of no smoking in Orange County.
Tristan Hauser, Chapel Hill, North Carolina. I disagree with that. I think that that should be your own personal choice, and they can't really tell you what to do with your, you know, choices that you make. As long as nobody else gets hurt, I guess it's not that big of a deal.
Herman Robinson, Chapel Hill, North Carolina. To me, it feels like you can't smoke in public. Where can you smoke? I mean, what's the reason to even having buying cigarettes? You know, I mean, we only could just smoke at the house.
Philip Montanino, Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Yeah, I think it's a little intrusive on people's rights, but, I mean, other than that, you know, I think smokers should be allowed to smoke in public.
What's your opinion on the smoking ban?
Dorothy, and I live in Chapel Hill. Yes, I definitely think it's a good thing. Definitely.
My name is Rhiannon Barnes. I live in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Well, like, I believe that the smoking ban goes against our First Amendment rights. Even though, like, I understand, you know, the health concerns and the reasons behind it.
Cynthia Burris in Chapel Hill. I smoke. I mean, I can understand it, but it is just kind of annoying. So that's my opinion.
My name is David Edwards. I live in Chapel Hill. I don't think it's fair. I don't know why, but I just don't think it's fair. You should be able to smoke anywhere you want to. They sell cigarettes, so why not smoke?
My name is Mary Cole, and I live in Chapel Hill.
I don't agree with that. I think the air belongs to all of us, and I think it's just stretching it to say you're polluting the air if you smoke on the streets or on a sidewalk. So I don't agree with that at all.
That's What You're Saying on the Street. On 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. What You're Saying on the Street, presented by ISIS IT. Managed IT solutions to fit your needs. Find out how they can save you money at igotfixed.com.
This is Kit Ballew of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. You know, Kit, a lot of people look at buying or selling a house as a competition where there is a clear winner and a clear loser.
I know what you mean, but in my experience...
And that would be Vast.
The best deals are the ones where the sellers feel they didn't get quite enough and the buyers are sure they paid a little too much.
So not like the sleazeball in the tailored suit on Bravo's million-dollar listing, the one who says, you haven't done anything right until someone wants you dead. Geez, at Franklin Street Realty, our agents simply do not let ego get in the way. In fact, the men were selected for low testosterone levels.
Oh, Sammy, don't sell yourself short. The truth is, you don't have to read The Art of War to be a good negotiator. You need focus, experience, and flexibility, what you get from our agents. Plus, even the talking heads have come around to our position. There has never been a better time to buy a house, period.
Lower asking prices, lower interest rates, a lot to choose from. Find your new house at franklinstreetrealty.com.
Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else?
Get extra savings on thousands of gorgeous rings next weekend at Diamonds Direct Crabtree. Don't miss this. July 19th through 21st. Special pricing on every ring in the store. Yes, every ring. All wedding rings. All engagement rings. All eternity bands. On sale. Plus an amazing collection of designer rings being flown in from New York. Stackable rings. Colored gemstone rings. All on sale. It's Diamonds Direct's ultimate ring event. Best values of the year on bling for your finger. Next weekend only. July 19th through 21st. Only at Diamonds Direct Crabtree on Glenwood across from
Good morning. It is 8:49, actually 8:50 in WCHL, 10 minutes until 9 o'clock. Listen, if you are constantly on the go but want to keep up with all the latest news and entertainment in the Chapel Hill Carborough community, then it's easy. All you got to do is download the new Chapel Hill 2.0 iPhone app. All your favorite news, sports columns, scenes around town, photo galleries, and of course, streaming live, WCHL, in the palm of your hand, right there on your iPhone. Now, it's easy. If you have the old app, if you have one already, then you have to delete that one and get the new one, and it's a very easy process. Only takes about a minute. Visit chapelbro.com to follow the instructions to install the app today. Chapelbro.com, now with instantly live streaming. On an app for that. Coming up on WCHL, we'll have an opportunity for you to call in and tell us the word of the day. As a matter of fact, you can go ahead and call right now if you remember the word of the day from Wayne Pond. What's the word? How do you spell it? What does it mean? You can get a $10 gift card to Cruisers if you know the answer. Your number to call right now, 919-929-WCHL.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Most of us don't get to work at home in our PJs. If traffic and a commute are part of your daily routine, let us make that part of your day a little more enjoyable. Stop by Cruisers and enjoy a fresh brewed coffee and fresh baked biscuit in the morning, or a refreshing fountain drink with chewy ice, a hot dog, or a snack to end your day. Cruisers has four commuter-friendly area locations at Chapel Hill North, Glen Lennox, Powell Place, and Briar Chapel.
Cruisers, good to go.
Are you tired of trying to lose weight only to find that the scale has not changed? Do you have a closet full of clothes you cannot wear anymore because you are too big to fit into them? Well, at Move It Be Fit Personal Training in Durham, we'll help you lose weight, feel the best you have in years, and be more self-confident. We'll teach you gradual, moderate nutrition changes and provide you fun, energetic workouts to help you reach your goals. Give us a call at 919-210-4008 so you can start your transformation today.
Where's the place to be during these dog days of summer? In the cool air at University Mall for their Hot Diggity Days indoor summer sidewalk sale, Thursday through Sunday. Save up to 70% throughout the mall. Enjoy live music, kids' activities, and a free brunch, lunch, or dinner when you spend $200 or more. All in the cool air of University Mall during their Hot Diggity Days indoor summer sidewalk sale, Thursday through Sunday. University Mall, 201 South Estes Drive in Chapel Hill. UniversityMall.com.
Our name is WCHL. Our dialed position is 97.9 FM. Our website is chapelboro.com, where you can listen from anywhere in the world with instantly live streaming. You can always start your day with Ron Stutz on 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Good morning. It is 8:53, 7 minutes until 9 o'clock at WCHL. Congratulations to Neil Bench. And sorry to all the other folks who were calling in. I did not get to the phone calls this morning. A lot of folks calling in who knew the word of the day, ululate, U-L-U-L-A-T-E. That is the word from Wayne Pond. It means to howl or to wail. Ululate. Wayne's word of the day on WCHL, brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? Neil Bench of Chapel Hill. I'll tell you what, he lives over there in Lake Forest neighborhood, over there near Lakeshore. Got a whole bunch of smart people who call in with the words of the day on WCHL. I'm not even sure they all know each other, but just a collection of vocabulary folks over there, I guess. People with good vocabularies. But Neil Bent's just one of them. Neil gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers. Thank you very much. And Wayne Pond will have another word of the day for you tomorrow on WCHL.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Rachel Robertson is a teacher at Cameron Park Elementary School, a part of the Orange County School System. Here's Mike Gilbert, Public Information Officer for the Orange County School System.
She's been with the district for 8 years. She teaches kindergarten and has been an elementary teacher for 8 years.
And what makes her so outstanding and so deserving of special recognition?
She really has a zest for education. Her students are very engaged, and she really works her lessons to meet the strengths of her students.
And what is she like personally? What kind of a personality does she have?
She's very good in the classroom, but more than that, she's become a real part of the Orange County Schools community and the Cameron Park community. Every year, she works the events such as Cameron Park Fall Festival, Family Night, Earth Day, celebrations. She's really engaged in all aspects of the school community.
What do her fellow teachers and principals say about her?
Her principal, Julie Vandiver, said that Rachel's earned the respect and admiration of her students, their parents, and her peers through her positive attitude and dedicated service to her students. One of her most admirable qualities is her sense of pride, pride in the quality of her teaching, in her students, and in being part of Cameron Park.
Rachel Robertson, an outstanding kindergarten teacher at Cameron Park Elementary School. And Rachel is today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
The Orange County 4-H Cooperative Extension is accepting registration for its annual Summer Sizzle Camp. Activities are Monday through Friday from 7:45 a.m. to 5:45 p.m. from June 17th to July 19th. Parents can register for camp on a weekly basis. The program offers action-packed activities for rising 6th, 7th, and 8th graders. Each week includes outdoor activities and field trips. For more information, call 919-245-2056. That's 919-245-2056.
It's coming. The most incredible ring sale ever at Diamonds Direct Crabtree. 3 days only. Next weekend, July 19th through 21st. Every ring on sale. Thousands. All wedding bands on sale. All engagement ring mountings on sale. All anniversary bands. Three stone rings. Stackable rings. Colored gemstone rings. All on sale. It's Diamonds Direct's ultimate ring event. Also showcasing the hottest, newest designer rings. Many never before seen in the triangle. With extra savings. 3 days only. Friday through Sunday, July 19th. Through 21st at Diamonds Direct Crabtree on Glenwood.
You know, getting older isn't easy. Chronic pain, balance issues, driving after dark. These are the challenges seniors face every day. At Home Instead Senior Care, we understand these battles and why they're so important to you. We're not babysitters or maids, nurses or taxi drivers. We are caregivers, dedicated to helping you maintain your independence. At Home Instead Senior Care, we know the battles you're facing. Call us at 919-933-3300 and find out why at Home Instead Senior Care, to us, it's personal.
This is Roy Williams, and I'm the head basketball coach at the University of North Carolina, as long as Ron Stutz lets me be that. Ron Boy, I said, I can remember when you had more hair. I can remember when you were a lot slimmer. Regretfully, I don't have anything else to do, so my alarm clock goes off every morning, and who do I listen to? I listen to you. So maybe I'm still living a deprived life. This is Roy Williams, and thanks, Ron Stutz. You've done a great job of waking everybody up in Chapel Hill and Carrboro. After you wake them up, you probably put them to sleep again.
Thank you so much, Ron Stutz, for waking up Chapel Hill and Carrboro on WCHL.
Good morning, Ron. Thanks for waking up the Chapel Hill Carrboro community.
Thank you, Ron Stutz, for waking up Chapel Hill.
Thanks, Ron Stutz, for waking up Chapel Hill and Carrboro.
Ron, thanks for all you've done and for waking up Chapel Hill.
Thanks, Ron Stutz, for waking up Chapel Hill and Carrboro.
I want to thank Ron Stutz for waking up Chapel Hill and Carrboro.
This is Mick Mixon speaking. Ron, thank you so much for waking up Chapel Hill in your own style.
Incredible.
Today is your last chance at a great offer at OurLocalDeal.com from Top of the Hill Distillery. It's half off. $20 for a distillery tour, tasting, and souvenir glass. Available until midnight for $10. Get a close-up look at Topo's world-class distilling equipment and learn how they craft their local and organic spirits. You'll tour the three-story distillery in downtown Chapel Hill, enjoy a tasting, and get a special glass to take home. It's half off from Top of the Hill Distillery. It's available until midnight, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at DurhamTech.edu.
Good morning. It is a minute before 9 o'clock at WCHL. Time to take a look at your Chapel Hill Carboro weather. Brought to you this morning by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving the best tasting fountain drinks in town. You know why? They're made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees with that great chewy ice, and guaranteed to taste great. Not only that, but they're only 79 cents, no matter how big. Cruisers, good to go. It's 77 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms, probably in the afternoon. Our high temperature today, about 88 degrees, 50-50 chance of rain all day today and tonight as well, and an 80% chance of rain tomorrow.
Ron Stutz in the morning. Progressive talk all day.
This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel Station.
It's 9 o'clock.
Add it up for yourself. Commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship equals our community. Chapel Hill.